Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in these times of heightened energy, of ascension, to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And I am your guide on this sound activation. Now, this sound activation is the sound activation for the full moon in Aquarius. And if you have not checked out the energetic update of this full moon, please do so after you receive the transmissions from this sound activation. A little bit of housekeeping before we get rolling. Sound healings are energy healings, so make sure that you are listening to this in a sacred space, in a place where you feel comfortable, where you can truly relax and open yourself to receive this transmission, these frequencies, the healing, the wisdom, everything that comes with this. You can light a candle, you can burn some incense, however it is that you like to get yourself prepared, please do so. Couple of other things, please do not operate heavy machinery while you are trying to do this meditation. Only do this when you can focus your entire attention to the meditation. And last but not least, if you are listening to this on iHeartRadio or another platform that cuts in with advertisements, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of the sound activation with advertisements. We are creating a sacred space for healing, for awakening, for all kinds of goodies to come to us, and we don't have room for squirrely energy here. So, that being said, all you need to do is be open, receive, and allow yourself to go on this journey. So long, deep breathing. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your hara, your yesod, or you can have both palms up at your sides, however you feel comfortable. If you like an eye pillow, an eye mask, please do so. However it is that you feel called to receive these frequencies. Long, deep breathing. As we get started, by calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call in the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, and discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill us with the sacred breath of life. Bless us with wisdom and discernment. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. Calling in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb space. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. Bless us with healing. As I call in Archangel Gabriel, healer and bringer of compassion and intuition, I ask that you align us with deep intuition, awakening new intuitive capabilities within us, aligning us with wisdom, blessing us with emotional clarity, with harmony, with peace, with flow and ease. As I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, thank you. element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, transmuting and alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of the fire of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. Bring us hope and courage, strength and confidence as I call in Archangel Uriel, bringer of truth and wisdom. I ask that you illuminate our paths forward today and every day, aligning us with truth, blessing us with courage, with strength, with hope, with confidence, as I call in El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, the desire that is in alignment with the soul. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. As I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, the Ruha, the Kutcha, allowing her golden light to radiate and emanate from the cosmic womb, the void of all creation, from the Avun, journeying through the various portals of the sun into our solar system, through the orbits of Mercury and Venus, through the Earth's atmosphere, streaming her golden light through the clouds above you, through the ceiling and the roof, entering your crown, the Heter, activating the Heter, removing any veils, any illusion, anywhere we do not feel connected to the divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, as we strengthen our connection to the divine, allowing the golden light to strengthen, to fortify, to purify whatever needs clearing in the Heter. As we bring in our spirit guides, the angels and archangels that guide us, Mary Magdalene, Kala Messiah, we call you into this sacred space, Yeshua Messiah, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Saratamar. I call in the Hathors and the Pleiadian frequencies, the frequencies of this full moon in the sign of Aries. Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. Our ancestors in healed space, be here with us. As we breathe the golden light from the Heter, streaming down to the two sides around our wisdom of lifetimes that we have lived. Strengthening our alignment, our ability to receive, to harmonize, to embody, and to align ourselves with the infinite light of the soul, with the wisdom of our soul. Clearing away blockages to the third eye, to our wisdom and intuition. Anywhere that we have allowed our vision to become cloudy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, allow the golden light to dissolve all of these veils, bringing in crystalline vision. From the Chokhmah and the Bina, bring these energies straight down to the sides of the throat around the shoulders, to the Hesed and the Gevura, the Sefirot for the throat, clearing away any blockages to the expression of our light through our voice, of our soul, of our truth, truth that is the embodiment of the soul, the light of creation, expressing through you. As we bring this beautiful golden light of Shekhinah, allowing it to clear away the blockages to our communication, to our speech, allowing the symphony of our soul to be expressed through our voice, through our words, lessening any tension we hold in our shoulders, in our jaw, in our neck, in our upper back, bringing in the golden light of Shekhinah into all of these spaces. As we breathe deeply, even more of the golden light of Shekhinah, envision the golden energy from these two sefirot streaming downwards and joining in the center of your chest, in the heart, in the Tiferet. is not in alignment with our soul, with our mission, with the infinite expression of our light. Allow it to return to center, thanking these frequencies for the lessons, opening ourselves to receive even more golden light of Shekhinah, allowing ourselves to be filled, to be strengthened, to be confident, filled with hope and joy, feeling liberated, empowered, fully sovereign. As we connect with the Envisioning the golden rays from the Hod in the Netzach coming back into union in the Yesod, in the sacral. Allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to purify the waters of your creation. Clearing away the traumas, the karmas, the limiting beliefs, the guilt and the shame, anywhere we do not feel safe and comfortable in our body. Clearing, purifying, activating the waters of our Yesod. Bringing in joy and beauty, passion, strength, creation, creativity, fertility, abundance, ease, and flow. Allowing chastity. Any religious orders allowing these contracts to be null and void, rendering them complete as we dissolve these contracts into the golden light of Shekhinah. Extending downwards, connecting you and at the third eye. Spirit guides closer, the angels and archangels. to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels. Envision yourself expanding from the cocoon of the triple golden white flame in the heart space. Envision yourself radiant, expanding into every organ, every muscle, every bone and nerve and cell, every nerve ending in your body, filled with the golden light that you are, filled with the brilliant white light of Mother Gaia of Pachamama, feeling fully embodied, calling all parts of your being to the here and now, wiggling your fingers and your toes as you turn on your right side, if that feels good. Long deep breathing, giving yourself a few moments to integrate as we give thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhao, in gratitude to Archangel Raphael, to the south, the element of water, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, and Archangel Gabriel, to the east, the Nuchra, Archangel Uriel, to the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael, giving thanks to all of our guides, to the angels and archangels that guide us, to Mary Magdalene, Kala Meshicha, Yeshua Meshicha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarat Amara, the Divine Child, to the energies of this full moon in Aquarius, to the energies of this Leo lunar portal, to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, El Shaddai, to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyran, Syrians, the Hathors, the Andromedans, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, and healing, we give thanks. As we take a deep inhale, wiggling your fingers and your toes, calling all parts of your being to the here and now, feeling fully present and embodied. Taking a deep inhale, exhaling, and opening your eyes when you are ready. Thank you for joining me for this sound activation. If you enjoyed this, do follow me on Instagram and on YouTube, where I share longer form videos with different mantras, sound activations, practices that we can do to support us in integrating the energies that we're working with. On Instagram, you can find me at Aria Lara, AuraLara, or at Hold the Shekhinah, the name of this podcast, HoldTheShekhinah. And on YouTube, Aria Lara, AuraLara. I look forward to connecting with you. If you enjoyed this, subscribe, follow, share, comment, engage, and I look forward to holding space for you in the next sound activation. And if you haven't tuned in to the energies, the energetic forecast for the full moon in Aquarius, please do so. And as always, you can revisit this sound activation anytime you want, and make sure you listen to it ad-free. You can head over to my website and do that. And you can also check out my offerings, and if you feel called to work with me and book an energy healing session, you can do so through my website, AusetKaAlchemy.com. It's in the show notes. It's AusetKaAlchemy.com/podcasts if you want to check out the podcasts ad-free on that platform. Have a blessed full moon in Aquarius, and I will see you next time. Ahava.